He was able to work ahead of counts, did a great job of keeping the ball down low, changing speeds especially, got their hitters out on their front foot, way ahead of the pitches. Did a great job of getting us ground balls and some fly balls, got into some sticky situations towards the end there, but he was able to battle up there and win us the game.
You didn't think you needed to talk to him in the seventh there when they had the tying run?
Nope. I know he's a senior for this team. I mean, he knows what he's doing up there, and I knew if he has the stuff left, which he did, he had plenty of stuff left, I knew that he would be able to take control of that game and be able to handle it. So,
offensively, strand the bases loaded in the first three innings, but scored enough runs to win the game. I guess sort of a mixed blessing there?
Yeah, the first inning we left him loaded with one out and got a strikeout and a little bleeder that didn't make it through. But the second inning we were able to, I think we started out with one out in the inning and we were able to get some guys on base. We're able to capitalize on some of their mistakes that they made and be really aggressive on the base pass, which was really nice to see.
So the first win in section against a team that hadn't lost a section game. How even does this section seem so far this early in the season?
It's a good section, that's for sure. So far, I think we're just getting better as a team ourselves, and I think a lot of these other teams are going to be getting a lot better also. I mean, we played Enderlin the first game of the year and didn't look so sharp against them, but now we were able to pull a win out, and I think the section is going to be pretty balanced, but there's still some pretty top dog teams in this section.
Trip to Wahpeton Wednesday, then back here versus Lemoore on Thursday. What needs to change between now and Thursday when you go up against another Section 2 team?
Well, what needs to happen is we need to keep hitting the ball like we've been doing. And another thing we need to keep doing is pitching strikes and getting ground balls and working ahead in counts like Simon was able to do. Chris Tyre and Cody Vogelai, they need to really work on keeping their ball down and getting ahead of batters instead of behind them.